Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, you noticed something that somebody was trying to sneak by us here regarding the rule on roughing the passer or lack thereof.
And I feel like this is just the appetizer to other rules they don't want to change where I'm going to punch something. We all know where Justin Fields stood in the getting calls from referees very liberally applying the roughing the passer rule or not. Mm-hmm. So this headline comes down yesterday afternoon. Yahoo Sports. NFL owners meetings. You know those things happening in Arizona. Roughing the passer replay reportedly won't have enough support to pass. How? Does Aaron Rodgers get 12 votes or something?
I hate
how?
It. It's every week. Every week there is a game-changing call where it's completely inconsistent from the week before. Even the same crew will call it differently. And the one that I have is where they make form tackling the quarterback illegal. Because there is language in the rule about tackling with the full weight of your body onto the quarterback, which is how you're taught to tackle. But if it's the quarterback, you have to do a gator roll.
Well,
you have to like grab and turn and pull the quarterback down onto you.
Yes.
In Russia, quarterback fall on you.
But it is an unnatural movement, and targeting also in the college game and now translated to the NFL game has caused players to tackle in ways that are not natural. And then you get the worst version of it, which is a shoulder or upper back tackle where nothing happens except the defender falls down. But in this case, man, if this isn't setting up for pass interference, like if these things should be reviewable with how ridiculously
well they tried it with pass interference and they did it so badly. They're like, see, we can't do this because we're bad at it. It's like my kids loading the dishwasher.
It's like your coworker who suddenly is not good at something. So then you have to do the thing your coworker doesn't want to do because, oh, they're bad at it.
Yeah, I do that with making the bed.
Darn.
Yeah, I'm bad at making the bed. It's so much better, honey, when you make the bed.
We weren't born yesterday. And frankly, if they were that bad at it, it's because they needed to do it more. These two calls and the punitive damages that come on drives that are associated with them and how subjective they are deciding entire games in the NFL with part-time referees, mind you. And we're going to sit here and pretend like this isn't a big deal. Yes. And yes, because of gambling, this is an even bigger deal. And the sad part is the third party, the one with money on the integrity of it, might be the one who ends up helping decide it. But this right here should not stand. Judy Batista of NFL Network saying that one proposal that reportedly won't have enough support to be adopted is making them reviewable and saying that it would also allow coaches to challenge the roughing the passer calls. And they did compare it to the 1-year failure of pass interference replay. To me, it just wasn't a failure. It was just that bad. You have part-time referees. Like, do you not understand that it's going to take time to practice and learn these things and develop standard operating procedures? But the idea that, for example, late hits on Justin Fields, just nobody cares about, respectively speaking, in the refereeing crew, rarely get called, and then somebody looks at Aaron Rodgers the wrong way, and that's a roughing the passer. This is way too inconsistent.
It was jarring for Bears fans who saw all of these other games and saw all these other quarterbacks so well protected to the point of comedy, and then watched as Justin Fields got pummeled all over the field.
There were 93 roughing the passer calls in 2022. Amazingly, that was the lowest since 2016. That's according to NFLpenalties.com. More than 100 such penalties were committed each season between 2017 and 2022. So Mike Carey said, I think the roughing the passer rule is very well written. It gives enough latitude to the referee that you're not held to calling it when your mind, it's not a foul, when you think it's not a foul, nor are you held to calling it when in your mind it is. But that's, to me, that's still too subjective. It should be about whether or not the rules say it's a foul, not just your mind.
I think they're saying within the current interpretation of the rule, it leaves more for your mind. And that's where they're asking for more inconsistency, apparently.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.